Although she was born in Britain and has never lived in the Czech Republic, the actress and broadcaster Veronica Hicks is every bit as Czech as she is English. She speaks Czech without a hint of an accent and gives every impression of being totally at home in Prague, even though it has never been more than her virtual home. Veronica Hicks tells David Vaughan how this came about in this week's edition of One on One.
While many of those who fled Czechoslovakia after the communist takeover gradually lost their Czech identity, this was not the case with Veronica Hicks's parents. Despite leaving all they owned in Prague, they somehow managed to keep their Czechness unscathed. Even 60 years later, the family remains remarkably Czech, with the tradition being kept alive by Veronica's Czech-speaking daughter Natasha. When she came into our studio, I asked Veronica Hicks to tell the story.
How did that come about? Well, my parents, both from Prague, actually from Vinohrady, my father Francouzská, my mother Slovenská, and they
just
met
just around the corner from this very building.
Just around the corner, they met in the church of Náměstí Mír, but they left after the elections of 1948. My dad was a pretty good tennis player. He was an international tennis player, and he had an opportunity to go and play in Yugoslavia. He came back and he said, "I think perhaps it's time to leave." They left in 1949 and they travelled around Europe a bit, and they started their journey in Belgium, then went to Paris and lived in Paris for 2 years, which was marvellous apparently. Again, he was playing tennis and he had met some lovely English tennis players who'd said, "Oh, come to England, come to England. It's a bit dull, but it's safe." And so they came to dull and safe England and I was born. But they took Czech to me. They always spoke Czech to me right from the start.
And so it was a little Czech oasis in the middle of London.
Yes, there were a few friends, people who knew each other from Prague, who'd sort of drifted into England, really.
And you came to Britain also with your grandmother as well, or your grandmother joined you later, didn't she?
My grandmother came in the mid-50s, and she lived with us until she died in 1982. And of course, she helped me a lot with the language, because I spent a lot of time with her.
And it sounds like it must have been quite a schizophrenic kind of childhood. I can imagine growing up with Czech parents and the Czech granny in a Czech household, presumably with dumplings and all the traditional Czech things, but being in the middle of a completely non-Czech world.
Yes, and I still like dumplings. Obviously, I don't eat them because they're far too fattening, but I mean, all those delicious Czech tastes I absolutely adore. But I don't think I felt schizophrenic particularly. I went to an English school afterwards and I became this bilingual person who could slot in pretty easily, actually.
And being bilingual has played a role in your life since, hasn't it, really? Because I mean, you're an actress, you work with your voice, you can move effortlessly in and out of many different accents because of being bilingual. I think
it helped me enormously. I mean, I speak quite a lot of languages, and I'm sure that it was because I was bilingual from the get-go, as the Americans say.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak six, and I'm learning Mandarin, which, of course, is fearsome. Terrifying. It'll take me years, but
What inspired you to do that?
Well, I sort of feel that there's a lot of them, and I want to be able to talk to them when they all turn up on our shores.
And so did you go on when you left school to drama school?
Well, I went to university where I read drama and modern languages, always keeping my options open. I did actually go to a drama school in Paris after I'd finished university, which was bizarre because it was a mime school where you don't speak at all. And I've pretty much spoken for all of my career. So, yes, I found out that I didn't want to be a mime artist at all.
And how did you experience the events of 1968 in Czechoslovakia? Because it must have filtered through in your family the horror of the Soviet invasion and all the hopes that had preceded it.
I think I was in Italy, actually, when it happened on that day in August. But we had been here in the spring because of the Prague Spring, and it was so exciting. I mean, I had been to Prague several times from about the age of 13, but then suddenly in 68 we came and it was exciting.
And you really shared the optimism that Czechs
Well, absolutely, found. And because at that time people who had been locked up and so on, suddenly everyone was talking. You know, you'd talk to someone who was giving you petrol and he would tell you that he was a professor of physics and he was doing this, and everyone was just chatting Everyone was so alive with hope. And then, yeah, terrible. Terrible, I remember that.
And in the years that followed, the period of so-called normalization, were you able to keep up links with Czechoslovakia, or did it get harder and harder?
I think in the 70s, it was quite a tough time, actually. And the fact that I spoke Czech was kind of against me. I came as I was a young, fledgling actress. I also worked a bit in tourism. And I found myself coming here with a bunch of American tourists, actually. And I thought it was perfectly normal that I would speak Czech to the authorities, you know, to the border guards. And that got me into a lot of trouble. Why do you speak Czech? You know, what, who are you? And all that sort of thing. And they used to go through my address books and things. And I realized that, you know, I was sticking my neck out for no particularly good reason. But I can also understand why it is that, you know, some people who had left years ago were more loath to put their name to the Charter 77. They didn't want trouble. And when you get journalists these days talking about, ah, well, you know, what did they do? They never said a thing. It's only if you've been through things, if you've been frightened, that, you know, you really want a quiet life. You don't want to get involved again.
And you're married to an Englishman.
I'm married to an Englishman.
And you have a daughter.
We have a daughter who speaks Czech.
Which is amazing. So you were born outside Czechoslovakia. Your
yes.
daughter was born outside Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
Now the Czech Republic, and you both speak Czech.
We do. Her Czech is sight-splittingly funny. It's quite fluent. She's just been working here for a year. The grammar, of course, is terrible because it's very complicated grammar, but it's very fluent. And the marvellous thing is she has what I had, which is she comes here and she doesn't feel a stranger.
And how does your husband cope with having all this Czech family?
Ah, very mysterious. I think he understands more than he lets on. But he grunts a lot. He doesn't say a single word in Czech. But if you say, pass the potatoes, for example, you know, making lunch, then he will pass the potatoes without actually admitting that he understands.
And your mother is still alive and well in London.
Yes,
and so your husband also has a Czech mother-in-law, the classic babička.
Yes.
That must be interesting as well.
Yes, except my mother doesn't acknowledge being a babička. My mother is, as she says, I am in denial. I don't talk about old age. And she's fabulous. So she doesn't call herself babička, but we call her babi.
And she's never lost her Czech accent.
And she's never lost her Czech accent. And I always make fun of her. And she says, why are you making fun of me? And I said, because it's charming and lovely. But she's in very good health. And, you know, they've had a good life in England. But here is still important.
And in your career, you've acted in television, film, and also in, I believe your speciality is in audio books.
Yes, I do a lot of audiobooks, which I like doing very much because I moved more and more into sort of broadcast and documentary work. So talking books is a little bit of acting. But of course, it also led to something which I believe is going to start here. I have heard rumours that it will start, which is audio description, which is making TV and film accessible to visually impaired people.
So it's literally describing what
it's describing.
Is going
it's
on.
A sort of voice under talking about the visual aspects for people who can't see very well.
And that's already, I know, pretty well established in Britain. So is it also gradually catching on here in the Czech Republic?
Well, I was hearing today, in fact, that I believe the legislation is kind of planned. It won't happen without legislation because all these things are sort of extras which cost money. But I know that there are people with the technique and the wherewithal to do it. So that will happen here.
And can you ever foresee moving back to Prague? Or are you quite happy to come here from time to time?
I think that once you've been in more than one place, I think that's what you're like. I mean, I think that, I guess I can't imagine being anywhere 100% all the time. But of course, I know exactly the streets where my grandmother used to go to school. You know, I know all the family history. So it is a part of me without actually being a part of me.
Anyway, we're out of time. So Veronica Hicks or Hicksova? Hicksova?
I did try the Hicksova years ago, but it was just too difficult in England, so Hicks it is.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.